The character or the disciplines of a preacher.
啊，前面这一章是讲资格啊，资格。第三章是讲。
This chapter is about the qualifications.
那么，这个资格啊，就是一种条件啊，一种条件。
Qualifications is also like a criteria.
那这里是五点。
Here it talks about 5 points.
第一，大有信心。
First is to be full of faith.
第二，圣灵充满。
Second is to full to be full of Holy Spirit.
第三，有好名声。
Third is with good reputations.
第四，智慧充足。
Fourth is full of wisdom.
第五，自觉使命。
And five is to be self-aware of one's responsibility.
啊，如果作业啊，说谁有这个资格当教牧人员，就是写五点啊，这五点就好了，不必说明了啊。
And in your homework, if the question asks what are the qualifications, you just have to write 5 points. You don't have to go into the detail.
啊，如果说明的时候呢，就比如说为什么做圣工人员要被圣灵充满啊，就要说明那个理由了。
And in, if the question says, why does a God's servant must be filled with the Holy Spirit, then you must go into detail if the question is why.
如果说只有讲问具备什么资格条件，只有写要点，写这五点啊。
However, if the question is what, then you just have to give in point form.
为什么做圣工啊，教牧人要有智慧充足，那才要说明那个理由。
If the question is why God's servant must be full of the Holy Spirit, then you must go into detail as to why.
那你的答案呢？参考这个讲义或者你听课的内容说明。
And your answer can be either from the class lecture or from this reference material.
我们讲三章啊，在这到这个第三章啊，有什么要问的？
Do you have any questions so far?
那么对这一二三章，这前面讲过了啊，已经讲了那么久多小时啊，有没有不明白要问的？
Is there anything that you do not understand and you would like to ask?
有没有？啊，如果没有，我们再进到第四章啊。
Then we're going to move on to chapter 4.
第四章是教牧人员的一个品德，就是我们的灵修。
First, we're going to talk about the character of a preacher.
我们知道教牧人员目的是要去救人的。
We all know that the goal or the job of a preacher is to save the soul of others.
我们是要去得到人啊。
And our goal is to gain man.
那要去救别人，去得到人，那你自己呢，也要得救。
In order to gain others, you yourself must be saved.
所以为了要救人，也要救自己，那么才有力量去完成这个工作。
You must save others, but first must save yourself, then you can complete this job of salvation.
所以保罗在哥林多前书九章二十七节这样讲。
Therefore, Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27, he said,
我是攻克己身。
I myself, I pommel my body, discipline my body.
叫这个身体啊，服了我，听我的话。
Bring it into subjections.
啊，恐怕呢，我传福音给别人，自己被拒绝了。
Lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.
一个品性良好的人
，a person who has a good nature，
才能够得到神所喜悦、神所重用。
Then, he will be used by God, and he will be pleased by God.
做圣工重要的是要神要用我们。
The important thing about doing holy work is for God to use us.
神如果不用我们，我们一种器皿呢，没有神，没有这个主人用我们，我们器皿也没有什么用处。
If God refuses to use us as a vessel, then our vessel will be useless.
应该也以德服人啊，啊，让人家啊，这个得到福，这个福气啊，啊，天化，就我们要用我们的行为品德去感化别人。
Our character must bring blessing to others, and to do that, our character must be a model to influence others for the good.
所以要做一位啊圣功伦人，就必须要下功夫啊，立志的去灵修自己。
Therefore, to be a good holy worker, a person has to put a lot of effort to nurture himself spiritually.
那么要具备哪一些品德呢？
Then what are the virtue the preacher or the holy worker must pursue after?
那在第四章讲八点。
Altogether, there are eight virtues.
第一点是讲诚实。
First is honesty.
第二点讲仁爱。
Second is love.
第三点讲圣洁。
Third is holiness.
第四点讲谦和。
Fourth is to be gentle.
第五点讲公义。
Fifth, righteousness.
第六点讲顺服。
Sixth, submissive.
第七点讲勇敢。
Seventh is bravery.
第八点讲忍耐。
Eighth is perseverance.
这就是我们要下功夫的项目。
And all these virtues are virtues that we must pursue after.
当然还有其他品德也要灵修的。
Of course, besides these eight points, there are many others that we should pursue after.
只不过列出这八点作为我们教牧伦年来努力的目标。
But these are the eight points that virtues that as preacher must pursue after.
我们现在讲第一点。
First.
就讲诚实
，honesty。
这个诚实呢，就是要从心开始，心。
This honesty must come from the heart。
啊，这心地如果不诚实
，if you are not honest from within，
就没有办法做一个诚实的人。
Then it's not possible to be a truly honest one。啊，
所以说诚实要从这个。从心里面对神有敬畏的心啊。
The honesty of one's heart must come from a heart that fear God.
主耶稣说拜神要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
The Lord Jesus says that we must worship God in spirit and in truth.
神是无所不知的。
We all know that God is omnipotent.
神是看透我们每一个人的心思意念的。
As he is omniscient, he sees into our heart.
所以虚假不了的。
Therefore, we cannot be false before him.
所以敬畏神就是要敬虔啊，敬虔。
A person who revere God, is a person who respect God.
有那个虔诚的态度。
Only a person with that heart of reverence.
啊，比如说在祷告的时候。
For example, in a prayer.
在诚心诚意的、实实在在的来告诉神。
In a prayer, we must express what we think honestly.
啊，或者说啊，神的工作，我们不做这个夸耀的报告啊。
For example, we do not boast and brag about the works of God.
不要荣耀自己啊。
By doing that, we are boasting and bragging about man.
也不要抢功啊，抢别人的这个成绩来作为我们的成绩啊。
And when we are working for God, we should not take it away from others.
所以神啊，要帮助那些啊。心存诚实的人。
Therefore, God will help those that is honest in the heart.
我们来看历代志下啊，历代志下。
Let's turn to the book of
十六章第九节。
Second Chronicle.
历代志下啊。十六章第九节。
Verse 9, 2 Chronicle chapter 16, verse 9.
这里记在 耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。啊，这是说神眼目在看遍地所有的人。
Here says that the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the world.
他所看的，看人的心啊。
And what he's actually looking is the heart of man.
对他有没有存着诚实？
Looking to the heart that show honesty.
有就是有，没有就是没有。
What you have is what you have is either yes or no.
那么神要帮助他。
And with this kind of person, God will help him.
神有大能力。
God has power.
但是要我们要靠他的人要诚实。
But we still have to depend on God to be honest.
神要这种诚实的人来侍奉他。
And God wants this kind of honest person to serve him.
我们看希伯来书十二章。
Hebrew chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章二十八节。
Hebrew chapter 12, verse 28.
十二章二十八节。所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。这里说我们得到了不会震动的国，就是天国。
Here it says that we receive a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
我们应该感恩啊。
And therefore we must give thanks.
怎么样表现我们是感恩？
How do we show that we have a heart of gratitude?
我们要奉献。
We must offer.
奉献达到神喜悦。
We must give offering to a point that pleases God.
奉献就是侍奉神。
When we give offering, we are serving God.
为神服务。
And we are doing work for Him.
但是要用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉。
But here we must serve God with reverence and godly fear.
敬畏神就是说尊敬神。
Here it says reverence for God is to respect God.
畏不是害怕。
To respect and to revere him is not to be fearful of him.
畏就是一种尊重，对神一种尊重。
To revere him is a kind of respect.
就是说什么事情呢，就要得神所喜悦。
In other words, whatever you do, you respect him and you want to please him.
我们来做礼拜也一种侍奉。
When we come for Sabbath, it's also a kind of serving Him.
那祷告一种侍奉。
Prayer is also a way we serve Him.
奉献金钱一种侍奉。
When we offer tithes, it's also serving Him.
所以奉献也是诚实、甘心乐意的。
When we offer tithes, we do it out of honesty.
使徒行传的第五章所记载亚拿尼亚呼求奉献不诚实。
And in the book of Acts,Chapter 5 talks about a couple, Ananias, they were not honest when they offered.
有那个好像自私的心啊。
They have quite a selfish heart.
欺骗神。
And deceitful heart.
这种不诚实啊，神不悦纳。
Because they were not honest, God was not pleased.
所以我们做一个教牧人员参与圣工，在侍奉神。
Therefore, today, as a preacher, a pastor, involving in the holy work to serve God,
就是说时时刻刻表现我们是一个虔诚的人。
At all time, we must show that we are a person who is honest.
那比如说到会堂来。
For example, when we come to church,
正在奉主耶稣名聚会了。
And when we start the service in the name of Lord Jesus.
那我们讲道的人就按着神的圣言讲。
And as a speaker, as a preacher, we speak according to the movement of the Holy Spirit.
所以这讲道就不是在开玩笑了。
And therefore, when we are giving a sermon, it is not a kind of joke.
更不是说在演戏了。
And it's not like a kind of show.
那么听的人呢也是很端庄很严肃虔诚的在听。
And、the audience, the listener,、they also listen to the sermon with respect.
这个叫做静听静听。
And this is listening、with a revere heart.、
哦、这个就是敬畏神虔诚侍奉。
So when you have an honest heart, you are,、you show a respect to God.、
比如说我们在听到一边听一边剪指甲。
For example, if we are listening to a sermon,、and we are cutting our nails at the same time,
这变成说不敬。
Then this shows that we are,、we have no respect.
或者一边听一边在挖鼻孔。
Or、we listen to the sermon at the same time we're digging our nose.
不但不雅观。
Not only it's not good.
这叫做不敬。
This is also not respectful.
或者说我们在听到的时做礼拜的时候。
Or、when we are、listening to a sermon.
除了圣经以外，笔记以外。
Beside the Bible and、our note that we take.
有的还在写信。
Some people are writing letters.
尤其 在写情书啊
Some people are writing love letters and passing to the person.
那更是不敬。
This is not showing respect.
所以我们常常教这个 小朋友不要带课本啊，这个作业来做礼拜啊。
Therefore, every time we'll tell little children that they shouldn't bring their homework.
那如果儿童聚会是另外有时间让他写作业，那是另外一回事。
If、there's time for them to do、their work from、their classes, then this,、this is their different matters.
有的人在手艺啊，很有兴趣啊，利用时间在打毛线衣、啊。
And、some people in church,、they may show interest and they were knitting the、sweater.
哦，你翻圣经，我才来翻呢。
When people are turning the Bible, the person may be knitting.
好像很爱惜光阴，很会利用时间。
This person may seems like he is、she or he is treasuring her time.
听是耳朵的事，工作是手的事。
And she just needs to listen to someone with her ears and knit with her hand.
这叫做不专心。
And this is not、being focused.、
所以这个敬虔诚实就是。要对神的尊敬。
Therefore,、when we want to show respect to God,、we must have this heart of reverence.
这个拜神就是拜神的时间。
When we are worshiping God, we should give all our time to worship.
就是工作的时间。
And if we are working、on our personal matter,、it should be set apart from worshiping God.
所以做礼拜是有一个要紧是那个诚心那个心呢。
Therefore, today, when we、come for Sabbath service, it is our heart.
来机会不是要让传道点名的。
And it's not for the preacher to、take the attendance.
是要来敬拜神。
But you are here to worship God.
当然也要听到。
And of course,、when you come, you must listen to sermon.
重要的就是要来是一种礼拜，叫做敬拜神。
What is important, it is、the heart that come to worship God.
神在用、他的工人、啊、
When God is using his servant,
就选那些诚实没有虚假的人。
He will choose those that are honest、and without any、deceitfulness.
我们来看出埃及记十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis.
十八章二十一节。
Oh, sorry, Exodus.
十八章二十一节。
Exodus 20, chapter
20. 出埃及记十八章二十一节。
Exodus chapter 18.
便要从百姓中拣选有才能的人。
Verse 21.
就是敬畏神、诚实无妄、恨不义之财的人。派他们做千夫长、百夫长、五十夫长、十夫长，管理百姓。这里是记载神吩咐摩西。
Here it says that God instructed Moses.
也就是借着他的岳父来建议。
And it is through his father-in-law that gave him the suggestions.
教会的工作啊，人数越来越多。
The work is increasing as well as the number of people are increasing.
真理不变，组织制度常常要改变。
The truth will never change, but the organization must change.
因为那个时代，因为那个啊这个环境啊，教会的需求就要组织要调整。
Because of the need of the society at that time, then they must adjust to the need accordingly.
那么他的岳父啊啊，这个看到摩西一个人呢、啊，整天忙的。来为这个百姓 征讼的事太辛苦了。
Moses, the father-in-law saw how Moses was working very hard for so many people.
所以叫他从百姓中来选出分层负责的人。
And therefore here he suggested to Moses that he should divide this people into different level for guidance.
就有千夫长百夫长
There are men, a commander in charge of 1,000
有十夫长
of 100 of 50
来管理百姓
And all this commander will be guiding over the people
小数群呢就这个十夫长就可以解决了
Matter that is small will be solved by commander over 10.
如果不能解决，再往上，再交上去。
And if the matter cannot be solved from the lower level, then it will bring up to the higher level.
最大的事，重要的没有办法解决，才到了摩西这里来。
And if matters that cannot be solved by any one of them, then will finally reach Moses.
但是要做这些工的人呢，就必须具备这些品德。
And anyone who were to do the work of God must have such virtues.
虽然他有领导能力
Although he has this leadership quality.
他很有才能
And is very talented.
但是这个品德更重要
But what is more important it is his character.
工作重要
The work is important.
工人更重要
The worker is even more important than the work.
工人才干重要。
The talent and the skill of the worker is important.
他的品德灵修比他的恩赐才干更重要。
But his character and his spiritual quality are even more important than his skill and talents.
如果没有重视他的品德
If this person does not emphasize on his character,
不但工作没有做好，反效果，影响圣功，反变成阻碍。
Not only he will not bring benefit to the holy work, he will also cause problems.
所以有时候一句话说，宁缺毋滥。
That's why there's a saying says that it's rather that we miss something than to choose something that's not suitable.
宁可没有人去做，不要滥用人。
We rather not have anyone to do this work than to choose the wrong person to do the work.
但是这里说要用他有才能那些基本条件。要敬畏神，诚实无妄。
Here in verse 21, it says that to choose able men that fear God, men of truth.
恨不义之财的人。
Hating covetousness.
这个叫做忠心啊。
And all this shows a person loyalty.
在金钱上诚实。
When a person hate covetousness, a person show honesty in a matter of money.
做神的工不是。要图利自己。
When you're working for God, you're not profiting money for yourself.
不是为名，也不是为利。
And it's not for fame or for status.
是为了责任。
But it's for responsibility of God.
神交托我们这个工作要完成。
When God entrusts us this work, we must put our effort to complete it.
今天我们参与圣工。
Today when we partake in holy work,
我们教会组织也是有分层负责。
In church, our organization structure are divided into different level.
有的做传道。
Some is preacher.
有的做负责人。
Some are board members.
有的做探访的人员。
Some are in the visitations group.
有的做接待人员。
Some are in the ushering group.
有的做领会讲道。
And some are in charge of conducting the sermon.
服侍这种，有的服侍那一种。
And all different areas are for different needs.
但重要的就是要做一个诚实的人，神才会用。
But in all area, more important is to be an honest person, then only God will use you.
我们再看尼希米记第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Nehemiah.
尼希米记第九章。
Nehemiah chapter 4, chapter 9.
第八节
Verse 8,
在耶伯记的前面
Nehemiah chapter 9 verse 8,
以斯帖记的前面
It's before the book of Esther.
尼希米记第九章第八节
Chapter 9 verse 8,
你看到他在你面前心里诚实就以他立约，应许把迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、耶布斯人、哥加沙人之地赐给他的后裔，却应验了你的话，因为他你是公义的。这里记载说，神拣选亚伯拉罕。
Here it says that God has chosen Abraham.
又和他立约。
And also make a covenant with him.
也应许。迦南地要赐给他的后裔
and also promised to give the land of Canaanites to his descendants.
为什么呢
Why did he do so?
因为他心里诚实
Because he has found in his heart faithful and honest.
所以我们如果心里诚实就得到神的拣选神的这个应许
Therefore, if we are honest in our heart, then we'll be chosen by God, and He will fulfill His promise.
当主耶稣的门徒腓力去带他的朋友拿单叶到主耶稣的面前的时候
，Once Philip took his friend Nathanael to see the Lord.
虽然拿单叶曾经说出瞧不起的话
，Although Nathanael once mocked and despised Jesus.
说拿撒勒这个地方怎么会出有什么好的呢
He once said, what good thing can come from Nazareth?
可能就是人一般人用外表的断定这个小地方哪里有什么大人物
It's a common concept of a person looking down on a little place where it's not possible to produce a big person.
但是主耶稣知道
But Lord Jesus know,
拿单叶心里没有诡诈
that, In the heart of Nathanael, there is no deceitfulness.
所以称赞他是真以色列人。
Therefore, he praised Nathanael that he is a true Israelite.
因为心地善良诚实。
Because he is honest with his word, and he is true.
有时候一个人呢说话啊，有时候只想到什么讲说到什么。
There are some kind of person, whatever they think of, they will just express themselves.
但是是诚实话。
But all the words that he expressed are words of honesty.
他心里没有怀着什么诡诈。
And it's not words of deceitfulness.
这就是诚实。
And this is what we call being honest.
所以教牧伦理呢，就是要基本条件要做一个诚实的人。
Therefore, to be a pastoral workers, the basic criteria is to be honest.
那在哪一方面表现诚实？
In what area can you show that you are honest?
言语上
In your speech,
不要一口两舌。
You should not be double tongue.
对，同样一件事啊，对这个人讲一种话，对那个人又讲一种话。
In other words, you will say something to one person and say the opposite to another person.
a 花言巧语
or a person who very sweet with his word.
常常啊散播纷争啊
This kind of person is likely to cause dissension.
批评这个，论断那个。
A person who may be criticizing one person and judging another person.
那么差不多天下只有他自己啊最好没有被论断了，就是其他的人都被他论断完了。
It seems that in the whole world he's the best, and the rest of people has been criticized by him as being the worst.
讲背后的话，讲人家的背后话。
Another kind of words not good is to backstab on someone.
或者喜欢讲那个喜弄的话。喜弄别人的话
or words that make fun of others
这都不诚实
all these people are not honest
啊，主耶稣说是就是不是就是不是
when the Lord Jesus says let your yes be yes and no be no
那多说就出于那个恶者
and anything extra are from the evil and once you say your word you must keep your words
如果向神许愿一定要还愿
If you have make a vow to God, then you have to fulfill the vow.
常常有一句话说啊，这个人啊，口和心啊不一致。
There's always a saying that, what this person say, does not match what he thinks.
啊，嘴巴说的非常甜蜜。
He may be very sweet with his word.
心里面就藏了一把刀。
But in his heart, there's actually, a dagger.
这很危险的。
And this kind of person is very dangerous.
当大卫当王的时候
When David was a king,
有一个元帅叫做耶雅
There was one of his commander, Joab.
耶雅对国家当然啊卖力啊去打仗
And Joab is a person who fought for the nation in a battle.
对大卫的建国功劳啊
He has great contributions to David's establishment of the nation.
他到底为了什么?
But in the end, what happened to Joab?
他为了他自己的名,
It is for the sake of his own name.
他嫉妒别人,
that he was jealous over others.
他不愿意有别人的比他强,
and he doesn't like someone else to be better than him.
所以每当大卫要收纳那个元帅人才就被他杀掉
and every time when David has a better person than him he will kill them
这不诚实
this is not honest
好像说以教会立场来讲
for example like in the church
我们这个教会的功能呢就是要世代交替要有接棒人员就是要有继承人
In our church, we must have someone else to take over our work, successor.
有的人对教贡献很大。
Some people have great contributions to the church.
工作很卖力。
Have put in their best effort.
这个教会差不多没有他不行了。
And almost to a point that without him, this church cannot be run.
但是这个人对教会贡献这么大，可是呢，心不诚实。
Although this person may have great contributions to the whole church, but he is not very honest in his heart.
每当有人比他要培养起来，要差不多和他同等的能力的时候，会被他压下去的。
And if any person who is just as good as he is, he will likely to put that person down.
认为说你上来了，我会下来。
You may think that, oh, now that you are coming up, it's very likely that I will go down.
那这种心呢、不好。
And this kind of attitude is not good.
那个施洗约翰呢，心地很好。
John the Baptist has a very good heart.
当主耶稣还没有出来，他就是在为主耶稣预备道路。
We know that before Jesus come up to work for God, he was the one who's prepared
当主耶稣来了，他介绍他的门徒要去跟从主耶稣。
And when Jesus come, he introduced his disciple to go follow Jesus.
一个伟大的领导人啊。
He is indeed a great leader.
不是自己伟大。
He doesn't think himself as being great.
是懂得人才，活用应用人才。
but he knows that someone else is greater and he can make use of that someone else's talent.
你看哪一个是人才?
When you know, who is a talented one,
你知道他的个性,你懂得去用他。
And you know that he has good character, you must be able to go ahead and use him.
是为了这个整体,为了大局来着想的。
And what you're doing, you are considering this whole body.
不是为了自己的这个名利地位来着想。
You're not just thinking about your own fame and your name and your status.
所以当大卫要离世的时候
Therefore, before David died,
他交代了儿子
He gave instruction to his son.
谁要怎么处理
And he told his son as to,Who should be doing what?
就是他眼睛很亮啊，年老他眼睛很亮。
David, he is very good at spotting talent.
他知道他不诚实，但是现在不是处理的时候。
When he noticed if there's a man who's not honest, he knows when's the time to solve the matter.
等候神的时候。
He'll wait for God's time to deal with him.
有一个教区的欺负者。
There was a brother in charge of a certain area in church.
当他当欺负者的时候。
When he was in charge of that area.
在那个教区当了很久。
He was a person in charge in that church area for a long period of time.
他蛮有恩赐。
He's quite talented.
也有领导能力。
He has leadership quality.
但是他绝对不举办像我们这种讲习会。
But he will never hold this kind of short-term theological course.
问他为什么?
I ask him why.
怎么不培养人才呢?
Why is that you don't want to have course like this to nurture more workers?
你们想一想这个基督徒讲什么话。
And let us just think what his reply is.
他们不是要当传道学习那个那么多干什么?
He says that if that kind of course is to train so many preachers, why do we need so many preachers for?
如果他懂得太多了，将来不听我们的话了。
And if so many workers were being trained, and they know too much, then they will not listen to me.
如果他讲到比我们强啊，那我当传道讲到还有谁听啊？
And if there are so many workers and so many being preached to preach, then who am I going to preach to? They're not going to listen to me.
这种思想是为自己。
And this kind of thought is very selfish.
这叫做不诚实。
This is not honest.
不忠心，对神不忠心。
And not being faithful to God.
因为我们会老啊。
Because we all know that we all grow old and die.
我们恨不得教会都是能够对道理懂又能够做工。
And all the more, we hope that the church have abundance of workers who are filled with the knowledge of truth and can work for God.
所以他不必办假什么讲习会。
And therefore, for this preacher in charge of that area, he didn't want to have any theological course because he was afraid.
他怕教会的工人呢，有人比他强。
He's afraid that there will be new workers that will be stronger than him.
哎，这样就不对了。
This is a very wrong attitude.
前一辈的人呢、啊，辛辛苦苦经营开拓，才有今天教会的规模。
We all know that it's because of the first generations of their work and their pioneer that we have our comfort today.
今天轮到我们接棒。
Today we are the successor. We take on the work.
那我们呢，不但在前辈的人建立的基础继续来。完成。
Not only we continue with what the work was being left behind, and continue on.
教会是要永续的经营啊。
We must continue to tend to this church.
所以我们这一代要把上一代和下一代能够作为一个时代的桥梁，把它。
Therefore, in these generations, we must be a bridge to bridge the past generations and the latter generations.
这个就是说对工作忠心。
And this kind of person is a person who has faithfulness.
在言语上诚实，在工作上负责。
That you are honest in your word and responsible in your work.